It is time for lesson number 108 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we are studying at this time from the book of Malachi. And I was trying to read the book of Malachi in our last class session, and we simply ran out of time. There's four chapters in the book of Malachi, and I read chapters 1, 2, and 3. And in just a moment, I'm going to read Malachi chapter 4. It is a very short chapter of only 6 verses, and it is the last chapter in the Old Testament. So you need to come to class, get your Bible, turn to the book of Malachi to chapter 4. In just a minute, we'll read that closing chapter together and begin our Sunday school lesson from September 17th, 1922 on Malachi chapter 4. Now, while you are turning to the book of Malachi, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, just at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain and just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher is E.A. Elam, who comes to us by way of the Sunday school lessons that he printed for the churches to use back in 1922. And so we've come to this lesson on Malachi. Let me read to you now Malachi chapter 4. And the text says, wait just a moment. I'm going to grab my glasses if you'll wait just a moment. And now I am ready. Malachi chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. For behold, the day of the Lord cometh. It burneth as a furnace, and all the proud and all that work wickedness shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Jehovah of hosts. It shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. And ye shall go forth and gambol as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I make, saith Jehovah of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, even statutes and ordinances. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and terrible day of Jehovah come, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That is a solemn warning at the end of the Old Testament. It's interesting, isn't it? That the Old Testament, the last word of the Old Testament, is the word curse. That's how the Old Testament ends. I sometimes like to contrast that with the opening word that Jesus spake from the Sermon on the Mount in the first book of the New Testament, where he said, blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So consider the smiting the earth with a curse, and then blessed are the poor in spirit. It somewhat colors the way that we view the Old Testament and the New Testament, doesn't it? There is a devotional reading for this message today, and this is found in the book of Psalms. And I'm going to read to you now the devotional reading that goes along with Malachi. It is the 32nd Psalm, a Psalm of David, Maskell. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom Jehovah imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones wasted away, through my groaning all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy on me. My moisture was changed as with the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity did I not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto Jehovah, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this let every one that is goodly, that is godly, pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely when the great waters overflow, they shall not reach unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou wilt preserve me from trouble. Thou wilt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will counsel thee with mine eye upon thee. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which hath no understanding, whose trappings must be bit and bridled to hold them in, else they will not come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in Jehovah, loving kindness shall compass him about. Be glad in Jehovah, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright of heart. That's the devotional reading from the 32nd Psalm. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Jehovah of hosts. Now let me read the introductory material from Elam's notes. Malachi means my messenger. Malachi was the last of the prophets of the Old Testament. We know nothing of his personal history. He prophesied after Haggai and Zechariah, for he speaks of the temple as in existence and of the temple service in Malachi 1:10 and Malachi 3:10. The nation still had its chief ruler called by the same title as was Nehemiah. And it is thought that Malachi was contemporary with Nehemiah. By comparing the latter part of the book of Nehemiah with that of Malachi, it will be easily seen that the evils which Nehemiah endeavored to reform and the evils rebuked by Malachi the prophet are the same, which leads us to think that it is probable they were contemporary. God said the people had not honored him as a son honors his father, or as a slave honors his master, but had despised his name. They ask, wherein have we despised thy name? God showed that they had offered polluted bread upon his altar, and for sacrifices the blind, the lame, and sick, such as the governor of that land would not receive. These are examples of the presumptuous way the people contended against the Lord. Malachi is frequently quoted in the New Testament. Let me read some of those New Testament quotations. We'll begin with one found in Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to begin in reading Matthew 11 and verse 7. And it says here, as these went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft raiment are in kings' houses. But wherefore went ye out to see? To see a prophet? Yea, I say unto you, much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before me. That quote that Jesus made is from Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. Let's turn over to the book of Mark. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, even as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now in that, Mark quoted from the book of Isaiah, but before he did, when he said, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way, he was actually quoting from Malachi chapter 3 in verse 1. We read over in the book of Mark, in Mark chapter 9, and I want to read beginning in verse 9. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, save when the Son of Man should have risen from the dead. And they kept the saying, questioning among themselves what the rising again from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, how is it that the scribes say that Elijah must first come? And he said unto them, Elijah indeed cometh first, and restoreth all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elijah is come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they would, even as it was written of him. Jesus is talking about that which was written in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5, and making reference to John the Baptist. We read that again in Luke chapter 1 and in verse 17. But let me show, this is what the angel was saying to Zacharias when he met him in the temple. The angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, because thy supplication is heard, and the wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink no wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just, and to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him. While the angel was referring to Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5, Paul made reference to Malachi in making his arguments in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 9. And we read in Romans chapter 9 and verse 11, for the children being not yet born, neither having done anything good or bad, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, here it is, the elder shall serve the younger, even as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. When Paul referred to that in Malachi, he was talking about how things had worked out among Jacob and Esau. And he was quoting from Malachi chapter 1 and verse 2. And so Malachi is referred to several times in the New Testament. And this Elijah that should come is identified as John the Baptist. Let's return to Elam's notes. He has some notes on John the Baptist. And Elam says, this lesson would be incomplete without studying verse 1 and learning the promise of God to send John the Baptist. God spoke through Malachi, the burden of the word of Jehovah to Israel by Malachi. Malachi 1 and verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger. God promised to do this. John the Baptist was this messenger, and this scripture is applied in the New Testament to him in Matthew 11:10 and Mark 1:2 and Luke 7:27. A fuller prophecy of John's work is given in Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5. Malachi 4, 5 and 6 further says, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of Jehovah come. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Jesus applies this also to John the Baptist. John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. Matthew 11:14, Mark 9:11 through 13, and Luke chapter 1 and verse 17. That is as far as we're going to be able to get in the lesson today. Now you turn in for our next class, and we'll continue this study of the book of Malachi and see what lessons that has for us today. You have listened very well. And this old schoolmaster says, You may now be dismissed.